This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It was toss-up as I walked into the studio today. Lead with Yellen and the Fed, or lead with the markets and what they thought of Yellen and the Fed. Discretion and journalistic duty dictate that we go with the more substantive of the two, so Yellen and the Fed straight up it is. No interest rate hike, obviously, coming out of the Fed's two-day meeting that wrapped up today. Duh. That's because the Federal Open Market Committee, as it is officially known, now officially thinks there is more economic risk to the downside than to the up. Also, they're keeping an eye on the rest of the world as well, which is not necessarily reassuring. I will say they took more than five words to do all that, by the way. All right, so as long as we're talking about the global economy, a moment here for the American dollar. Yesterday, Apple blamed it and its strength in part for missing earnings expectations. So too did DuPont, IBM, Tupperware, Molson Coors. But it's not just companies who feel a stronger dollar. Consumers feel it as well. We just feel it in different ways, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Say you won the lottery in India last year, won 1 million rupees. You brought it home and you got 16,000 U.S. dollars. Now you win it today, bring it home and get just 14,000. That's when a strong dollar makes you weak. And if you're a global company earning billions abroad, it really stings to bring all that money home. Paul Christopher is global market strategist at Wells Fargo.
When the dollar is strong, it does tend to hurt our exporters and companies that make money, revenue abroad.
And as more American companies go global, the more they're exposed to this so-called currency risk, turning rupees into dollars. But keep in mind, this is not a new thing. The dollar's been pumping up at the currency gym for 2 years now. It's now up 20% against the world by one measure. Brian Colello is an Apple analyst at Morningstar.
In prior quarters, Apple has overcome these issues, so they've still posted strong growth despite currency headwinds. So the real question is whether Apple's underlying strength in iPhone sales would overcome those currency headwinds, and in this quarter they didn't.
Earnings season may bring more news of currency losers, but a strong dollar also brings winners, including the American consumer. We can buy more food and more crude oil and travel more cheaply abroad. Prices just don't rise much, says Brian Reynolds, chief market strategist at New Albion Partners.
This is a negative for inflation. So it helps to keep price increases down because it encourages imports and investing from overseas into the U.S.
Which brings us to the underlying reason for a strong dollar. The U.S. economy, relative to the world, looks awfully good. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.